The state of Indiana is trying to make it easier for people with disabilities to enjoy the outdoors. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, experts say things like accessible parks and trails benefit many more people than just those who have disabilities, and that includes the state itself.
Indianapolis resident Nancy Griffin maneuvers around tree roots on a trail at Eagle Creek Park using a motorized wheelchair.
So this is Peggy.
Right. Short for Pegasus, because she flies.
With Peggy's help, Griffin can get to places and overcome obstacles she might not have been able to before.
Do you like kind of the challenge?
Oh, yeah. Very much so. It makes it more fun. I've been able to walk for over a dozen years, so being able to get out and walk through the woods is just the most wonderful gift.
Though Griffin has her own chair for trails, the Indiana Department of Natural Resources loans out motorized chairs at 11 state parks. This year, the agency released a webpage where people with disabilities can find things like trail chairs, as well as accessible places to hike, fish, hunt, or get in the water. Rick Edwards is the director of Americans with Disabilities Act compliance for the DNR. He says at first he didn't want to have an accessibility webpage. He didn't want people with disabilities to feel limited to only go to certain trails and parks.
Then I realized that I had not done a good job of promoting a lot of the things that are out there that we've been working on for years. For example, we've had trail chairs since 2006.
The need for accessibility is the highest it's been in at least a decade. More than a quarter of adults in the U.S. have some type of disability. That number has been slowly increasing over time. Edwards says people with disabilities are living longer, and they want to be able to enjoy nature the way everyone else does.
People with disabilities are coming back from Iraq and Iran, military situations where, you know, they want to go out and experience the same things they experienced before.
Edwards says getting rid of barriers for people with disabilities benefits other folks too, particularly children. Having lower railings in wildlife viewing areas can ensure someone sitting or a child standing can both see the sandhill cranes. Ramps accommodate wheelchairs and strollers. This beach mat at Paintown State Recreation Area in Bloomington makes it so wheelchairs can roll down to the lake or kids can keep their feet cool and off the hot sand. Edwards says better access is, first and foremost, the right thing to do. But it's also financially smart.
We're trying to reach out to all people. And if we purposefully exclude a group of people, we're not only excluding them, but we're excluding their families and their friends and everybody else. So I would say that's certainly on our minds, that this is income generating, but it's not the priority.
Though the DNR has done a lot to make its properties physically accessible, Edwards says there's still more to do. He says he'd like to see more tactile exhibits, like the one at Falls of the Ohio State Park, which allows someone who's blind or has limited vision to feel models of the fossils under the water. Nancy Griffin says she'd like to see more Braille and more accommodations for people who are sensitive to bright lights or loud noises.
I'd love to see a trail walk or a bird hike here at the park with someone who's an interpreter giving the talk, so that people who are deaf could go in. You don't have to hear the birds. If you can see them, you can still enjoy them. And I think, you know, those are the kinds of things to be creative and think of who all is out there that we could accommodate.
Edwards says feedback from the public is the main way the DNR prioritizes properties for accessible upgrades. Even hearing from one person can sometimes turn into action. The DNR has put out a survey to find out which natural spaces in Indiana need more accessibility. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.